we enter into this Lenten season, it's an invitation. It's an invitation to put some of the things of the world behind and to walk with Christ into the wilderness. To walk with Him in His temptations. To enter into a conversion of heart. Because we are faced with the same temptations that Christ was faced with. In his book, The Life of Christ, Blessed Fulton Sheen tells us that Christ came into this world for one reason. To die. We are all here to live. But in order that we might live, he came to die. He came for our salvation. In doing this, he did many things. He was a teacher. He was a miracle worker. He was a king. But his primary mission is our salvation. And Satan's primary mission is to take us out of the embrace of Christ. So these three temptations, after 40 days, Christ was hungry. And so Satan comes to him to tempt him. And these three temptations or variations are there that Satan uses on us. To get us to take our focus away. To get us to take our eyes away from the cross. Away from the one who saves. Satan issues or wants us to think that there are shortcuts to the spiritual life. There are shortcuts to the cross. But there are none. The first temptation. Satan comes to him. What kind of a savior are you? What kind of a Messiah do you think you are? Look around you. He tells Christ, look at all the people, look at all the poor, look at all the hungry, look at all those that need healing, look at all of the physical needs of your people. Take care of them. Feed them. Command that these stones become loaves of bread. It's kind of natural for him to say that because in the Holy Land, in the wilderness, there are stones. They're smaller, but they kind of look like dark loaves of bread. So command these become real loaves of bread. Jesus replies, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So then the devil takes him a little bit more of a subtle temptation. He takes him to the parapet, to the very top of the temple. The temple was their world. It was their religious, their political, their cultural. Everything for the Israelite people, for the Jewish people, was wrapped up in the temple. And so he takes him to the very top of the temple to be seen by all. Perform a miracle here. This temptation of self-promotion. Everyone will see you. Just last week, we had the Oscars, the Emmys, something on TV. This whole Hollywood crowd, they've got all the television cameras. So everybody that was anybody in the Hollywood crowd was there. And they broadcast it all for everybody to see. This self-promotion. And here's the devil telling Jesus, here's your 5 minutes. You have your opportunity right here on top of the temple. Perform a miracle for everybody to see. And you will be known not only throughout Israel because the people from all over the world are here. You will be known all over the world and people will come driving to your door. But he did not come simply as a performer. His throne is not the throne of the world. His throne is the cross. His crown is not the gold crown of the king. His crown is a crown of thorns. Meekness and humility are the marks he leaves in our hearts, in our lives. You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. He didn't come simply to be a miracle worker, a worker of wonders. He came to work miracles and wonders in our hearts. The third shortcut, one of political power and authority. And this one can get to almost anybody. All the kingdoms of the world, they're yours. All of the authority, all of the armies, everything is at your discretion. All you have to do is bow down before me. But we see what raw political power does in our world. Without addressing the sin in the lives of the people. Without addressing the sin in the lives of those who hold that power, political power simply brings anguish and suffering into the world. No amount of law is a replacement for the conversion of heart. The Lord your God shall you worship, him alone shall you serve. So walking with Christ this Lent, we know that there are things that He desires. They are good things. Taking care of the poor, feeding the hungry, taking care of the sick. His church continues to work wonders throughout the world. His church continues to influence political leaders, political powers in the world. All good things, but not central to His mission of salvation. We can be tempted to take any one of these things and say, that's it. That's the one thing the church should do. That's the one thing the Christian should do. Because that's the one thing that I do. And then we try to make demands that that's the one thing, but that's that temptation to be distracted from Christ, that this one thing. Satan comes to Christ, prove to me. Prove to me that you are the Son of God. But prove in my way. Satan demands that Christ conform to him. But our faith isn't a matter of conforming to the world. Our faith is a matter of us conforming to Christ. Love God above all things and love your neighbor as yourselves. If this is our central guide for our Lenten season, we will accompany Christ for these 40 days and we will die with him. But only then can we truly rise with him on Easter morning. Doing this, our Lenten practices will not come to a close on Holy Saturday. They will become the cornerstone of a new life, a converted heart, where there are no shortcuts to the cross, only shortcuts to avoid it. Let's pray that we all have a very blessed and holy Lenten journey together.